Emotive and friendly, the Federal Reserve is exploring prediction markets, like Kalshi, to get real-time insights into what people think about the economy. It's like tapping into the collective wisdom of the crowd, right?
Friendly but serious, that's a big shift. Traditional tools like surveys are slow, and the economy moves so fast now. Prediction markets could give the Fed a faster, more dynamic view of what's happening.
Excited, exactly. These markets show how people bet on future events, like inflation or job growth. It's like a live barometer of public expectations.
Thoughtful, and it's not just about speed. These markets can show how markets react to breaking news, like a sudden inflation report or a Fed statement. That's a level of detail traditional data can't match.
Enthusiastic, oh, I love this. Imagine using these insights to understand if people expect prices to rise or fall. That could help the Fed make smarter decisions about interest rates or stimulus.
Serious, it's a game changer. For example, if a prediction market contract shows people think inflation will spike, the Fed could act faster to prevent a self-fulfilling cycle.
Friendly, but it's not just about inflation. These markets could also track things like recession risks or tech disruptions. It's like having a crystal ball for the economy.
Cautious, that's true, but there are challenges. Prediction markets depend on diverse participants. If the crowd is too narrow, the data could be biased. And how do you integrate this with existing models without over-relying on it?
Emotive, right. It's about balance. The Fed would need to use this data to complement their tools, not replace them. It's a way to stay ahead of the curve without losing their analytical edge.
Serious, and there's the ethical angle. If these markets get manipulated, the data could be misleading. The Fed and regulators would need to work together to keep things fair.
Friendly, but the potential is huge. Imagine real-time insights into how people feel about the economy, like a heartbeat of the market. It could help the Fed respond faster to crises or shifts.
Thoughtful, it's a bold move, but one that reflects the Fed's growing openness to innovation. They're realizing that traditional methods alone can't keep up with today's fast-paced digital economy.
Enthusiastic, and it's not just about the Fed. These markets could reshape how we think about economic forecasting. The future is all about real-time data and collective intelligence.
Serious, yes, but the Fed has to tread carefully. They'll need to ensure the data is reliable, transparent, and used responsibly. This is just the beginning of a bigger conversation about how we measure and predict the economy.
Emotive, I can't wait to see how this plays out. It's like the economy's got a new pulse, and the Fed's learning to listen.
Friendly for now, let's just hope the crowd stays diverse and the data stays honest. Glowing star,